WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. And if you're joining us tonight on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, and, well, what's the other one? Gerwick.net. I'm sorry. Screwed up the plugs. Everybody take a shot. I'm tired. I've been up really early this morning, so sorry. And joining, thank you so much for joining us. Joining me, as always, is my producer, co-host, handyman, Sir Rockin.
Not even fancy, I'm just...
I'm tired, dude!
4-hour show tonight. 4-hour show.
4-hour show! We're going all night tonight. I'm going to be crap for work tomorrow. It's going to be amazing.
Interact with us live at gerwick.net, wildtalkradio.com, or rackradioshow.com. Tweet us at rackradioshow, at wildtalkradio. And at Lynn's Ward throughout the night, or just chat along with us, like football sucks, LOL is right now in the chat room.
Go sports ball. Because I don't know, I got nothing in it. I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm just, you know, honestly, I'm more interested in college than I am pro right now, because whoop whoop, go Cardinals, go Louisville, we beat up on FSU. I'm sure we'll probably die when we face Clemson, but hey!
So we need to talk about the biggest story of the week right now, off the very top of the show.
What do we need to talk about?
What you did.
What did I do?
The hashtag blame Lindsay heard around the world.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yeah, that was my doing. Sorry. Totally my fault. Actually, I'm pretty sure it was Brad Pitt's, but yes, I am responsible for the end of Brangelina. This has been like a really wild ride with that.
Yeah, and all the stories coming out afterwards. Ooh, that reputation's gonna take a hit.
Why was she even investigating him in the first place? Like, why did she have a private detective following him?
Because she's Angelina Jolie. Why wouldn't she? I don't know, it's all weird.
It's all really weird. Like, you're hearing stories that she's crazy, that he was abusing their kids, that, like, there's just all this, like, stuff just going on around this, and you don't know what to believe. You know, and Brad Pitt's come out and made a statement saying that, you know, what's important is the privacy of their children, which 100% respect. Of course, based on the accusations, it kind of puts a whole new light on things.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
It does. It does. It really does. But no statement from Angelina Jolie, but I think the best part of this is Jennifer Aniston has become a meme.
Yeah. Yeah, she has. And it's amazing.
It's amazing. Like, I'm not even sure she cares.
No, in 2016, She does not care.
She's got money. She's got a good-looking husband. She's set, man. She's like, you go be with her.
It's what, 15 years old at this point?
Something like that, yeah.
So it's like, but the internet never moves on from anything. So, you know.
This isn't even the internet, though. This is like the media. The media has never let this go. Ever. It's like the breakup of Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt is like just gonna live in infamy forever, followed by this. Because apparently he was sleeping around on her.
Because between Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston and Bennifer, was it? Was that what they were called?
Yeah, Bennifer, yeah.
God, I hate myself for knowing that. They were the two power couples of the media for like a while back in the early 2000s, so yeah, it was a thing. It was a thing. Well done, Lindsay. Well done.
Hey, you know, if you're gonna do it, go big or go home, aim high, and you two children can achieve your dreams. Not really, but, you know, I don't know what else to say at this point other than I did the thing. Sorry. So sorry.
See, Rob goes after, you know, the big guns, and you went right for it, so that's good.
Well, I'm following Rob's example.
He is a good example to follow, I guess.
I don't know. Maybe.
Because, you know, we have our blame Lindsay's, we have our blame Rob's. But we also have our blame Brent's, don't we?
We do. You just want to open with that?
That was sort of the whole transition thing. Here we go.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So, Brent, you're back to one a week, man. At least one a week. We had a talk about this. Everybody's been going, where's Summer Rae? Why isn't Summer Rae on Raw? Well, the reason why Summer Rae isn't showing up on Raw, she's a blame Brent. She's hurt.
Yeah, she is hurt. She has a neck injury, something to do with her back. She's all kinds of banged up right now. So she is officially...
Hashtag blame Brent.
People got to figure this out when she apparently Snapchatted a photo of herself on some sort of neck brace on Monday, and that's where people start investigating the story.
Because we have nothing better to do with our times than investigate Summer Rae's personal life.
Now, on the
we're not a bunch of intrusive buttholes at all, are
no,
we?
No, no. It's the internet. What are you talking about? Intrusive what?
What?
What? Anyway, on the flip side, we had a blame Brent like in March. Now that blame Brent has been cleared?
Yes! Screw you, Brent! Screw you so hard! The family is gonna be back together! Maybe.
That's unconfirmed.
That's unconfirmed, but it has been confirmed. Luke Harper, Beardy's son number one, has been cleared. He is due back at any time now. No news on where he's going. He was at Raw Monday night. I'm going to say this right now. I want everybody here, all five of us, to witness this. WWE, if you do not put the work husbands of Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper back together, puppies will cry. Do you want to make puppies cry? I didn't think so. Put them back together. Bray needs his Luke. He's dealing with Eric. It's difficult. They don't really, you know, there's this whole... Eric's like a giant five-year-old who occasionally maims and murders people. And then there's Bray. They don't mesh well. Luke needs to be there. So can we just do the thing? Can we just put the family back together? Please, can we just put the family back together? Please, don't put him on Raw. Please don't put Luke on Raw. I will cry if you put Luke on Raw. He doesn't need to go to Raw. Put him on SmackDown. Okay? We good? Alright. And speaking of WWE news, because, well, we're going to continue that trend. We have a very short news cycle today. Yay. WWE announced the DLC packages for 2K17.
Yes, they did. Alright, so here we go. This year's WWE 2K17 DLC offerings include the Accelerator, available for the suggested price of $4.99, gives players instant access to all the content within WWE 2K17's VC purchasable section, including text, excluding DLC, plus control over rankings and attributes for all players in-game characters. Playable in-game characters. We have the Future Stars Pack, available for a suggested price of $8.99, including Austin Aries, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, Mojo Rawley, and Ty Dillinger.
Hey!
They got the club in.
They got the club in.
That's awesome.
They got Aries in, too.
They did get Aries in. Well done. The Hall of Fame Showcase, available for a suggested price of $9.99. Sort of like a network, sounds like it. Allows players to recreate iconic battles from the WWE history in their storied settings, including Cactus Jack and Diamond Dallas Page versus the Fabulous Freebirds, Jimmy Garvin and Michael P.S. Hayes from WCW Saturday Night 1992. So the Freebirds are in the game, including Buddy Roberts as a Freebird as well, as he will team with Michael Hayes to take on Curry and Kevin Von Erich from WCCW in 1986. You have Sting, Gold, and Black Tights versus Ric Flair from Clash of Champions 1988, Sting in the NWO Wolfpack Red Gear versus Bret Hart from Halloween Havoc 1998, Papa Shango, first time in a long time in a video game, versus the Godfather in a dream match, and the Big Boss Man with Albert taking on the Big Show from Armageddon 1999, basically. You ruined my father's funeral, that match. And the one that I was supremely surprised and excited about, Ivory versus Jacqueline, SmackDown 2000. That's right, Ivory and Jacqueline are in the game.
I am beyond excited about this. Holy crap.
So that just adds to a very stacked women's roster in the game. So I just sent you a link to look at really quickly as we're going through this for the women's roster. Look at the difference between the games.
Oh, the difference between the games is huge. I think it's the biggest women's roster they've ever had in one of the games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Last year they had, let's see, 16. We have 25 women.
They managed to get the entire women's roster, the main roster, on there this year, plus most of the NXT roster. I would say pretty much the entire NXT women's roster at the time that the game was produced.
Yeah, because Carmella and Alexa were NXT back then, so was Bayley, and, you know, they have the top players in the divisions in the game, which is amazing.
So it's like, sweet! The women's revolution comes to WWE 2K17.
But that's not all.
That's not all? Wait, there's more?
There's a lot more. Legends pack available for a suggested price of $8.99. Boost a playable roster with a collection of WWE Legends, including Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Greg the Hammer Valentine, Psycho Sid, Tatanka, and Eddie Guerrero. I'm going to just say this now. I'm more excited for Psycho Sid than I am Eddie Guerrero.
I think both are cool, but I think this is the first time Sid's been in the game.
First time Sid and Tatanka have been in the game in a long time.
Yeah.
Eddie Guerrero is off and on in the video game, so it's not a real big thing that he's in it. A lot of people are excited, but for me, I'm more excited to see Sid and Tatanka and stuff like that.
Yeah. So this is cool. This is very, very cool. It looks like they're putting a lot of effort into this year's game.
Yeah. You also have the My Player Kickstarter available exclusively for your PlayStation 4 and Xbox One for a suggested price of $9.99. Gives you players control over the creative superstars ranking and media access to all clothing, which provides attributes in My Career. Basically, if you want to not unlock everything as you play along, you buy this for the career mode, which we'll talk about here in a minute. You have the new moves pack for $3.99, a whole variety of moves, including the elbow drop and T.J. Perkins' finish. You have the NXT Enhancement Pack, which includes Apollo Crews, Nia Jax, Shinsuke Nakamura for $9.99. If you have the older systems, it would be $4.99. The entire thing, since you don't have to pay $9.99 all that other stuff, you can get the whole thing for $29.99, excluding the My Player Kickstart. That's a separate deal. So that's all the downloadable content that's available right off the bat. They also announced some details on the My Career mode, which you can now, you don't have to go through NXT. The original My Career, which is, you know, been used in the last couple of years, is you start in NXT and work your way up. Well, now you can just fast track right to the main roster and you can become a Paul Heyman guy.
I have to know how much Paul Heyman had to get paid to get that endorsement.
So, Paul Heyman is going to play a big part in this career mode, from what I've gathered, which is cool.
I'm okay with this. I'm 100% okay with this.
You get a piece of the merch royalties, apparently, in this video game, which is for your guy, which is awesome. So, they've made the career mode a little bit deeper since they took away some things. You can now captivate the fans with a new promo engine, engage in deeper rivalries. You can now earn more than one title. Before, you could only earn one title, and then you would have to give it up if you wanted to go after a different title. So now you can go after every single title if you choose, which is cool.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it all comes out on October 11th. The DLC will be available throughout the fall into next year.
Hey! By the way, quick shout out to everybody out west in Utah, my former state. If everybody is okay, apparently a tornado touched down in Utah.
That's not cool.
That's not cool. So I hope everybody, if anybody's in Utah, anybody's in the sound of my voice, I hope you're all okay. And you got in your bathtubs, because that's where you go during a tornado.
So now, That's all the WWE news we have until we get to the SmackDown Throwdown. Before we do that, we have a bit of TNA news.
That's right, brought to you by our friends over at TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And yes, folks, the rumors are true. One Brandi Rhodes has signed with TNA, and joining her is Cody. Just
Cody.
Cody. They found a loophole, y'all. He's still going to be Cody Rhodes, but it's just Cody and TNA. And when they're together, it will be Cody and Brandi Rhodes.
They aired up a little promo for him that he cut on tonight's episode of Impact Wrestling, Impact on Pop. And he will be debuting, just like Brandi Rhodes, at Bound for Glory on October 2nd. Only on pay-per-view.
This is exciting news. Cody is returning to TV. He's taking a new chance in TNA. We'll have to see how he does.
He has a plan. He wants to work everywhere, so this is one stop on the list, so we'll see what happens.
We will, so we'll keep an eye on it. We'll let you know, but now, get your sounder ready, because it's time for the SmackDown Throwdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So, kicking off the SmackDown Throwdown, we have the not-so-civil contract signing with Alexa Bliss and Becky Lynch, because Daniel Bryan came out and said, we're going to do things different on SmackDown. We're going to have a civil contract signing.
Bryan, honey, that's a pipe dream, okay? Contract signings in WWE, civil is nowhere a part of that.
No, it's not.
Like, it's nothing a part of that. You cannot have a civil contract signing. You guys are barely getting out of the era where somebody went through a table.
Which, because the only reason you can't go through tables now is because they made a different table.
And I'm pretty sure Ambrose still has dibs on the table. He called, like, eternal dibs on the table. But yeah, Bryan, honey, that's a pipe dream. Good try. To be fair, Becky did keep it civil.
Until Alexa slapped her with the contract.
Hey, Alexa started it, Becky finished it. Just
saying.
Just saying.
As apparently New England has just crossed the line and have scored, it was to make it to eventually bring it 220-0, as they're checking on the play at the moment. I liked the contract signing. I thought it was a really well done contract signing. I thought Alexa was strong. I liked Becky's retorts. I thought all around it was really good. I like how every week on SmackDown, the women have a really featured segment.
Yeah, they're making a very, very, very strong effort to have the women be featured, to have them be important, to have them be strong. You're seeing all women get focused on rather than just a certain grouping. I mean, obviously, Alexa and Becky are your top feud right now because it is for the title, but we're seeing Nikki, we're seeing Carmella, we're seeing Naomi, we're seeing Natty. I'm sure when Eva comes back, we'll see Eva. But we're seeing all the women being featured on SmackDown right now, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, speaking of Nikki Bella, she wants Carmella in a no DQ match at No Mercy.
Do the thing.
That'd be fun.
Do the thing. Do the damn thing. Would not be surprised if her sister shows up. Just saying.
The Usos take out American Alpha to become the number one contender for the tag team titles. The Usos look like basketball players, ready to go out on court and just play some hoops, pick up hoops. But I thought this was a very nice, story about Jason Gordon. Chad Gable's injury, and they had Jason Jordan stick up for him and sort of not go for the tag at the end as he just took the punishment because his partner was hurt.
It was a really, really nice story. It just further, cements them as baby faces, really the top baby faces, I would say, in the division.
Yeah, they really are. No offense to Heath Slater and Rhino, but American Alpha are going to be the top faces of that division.
And, then we have the non-surprise of the night.
You mean how Dolph Ziggler is gonna win and win the Intercontinental title one more time? He's gonna do it. He's gonna, he's giving it his all, and he lost again.
Here's the thing. I like Dolph Ziggler. I've said this. I've made this speech before. I will undoubtedly make it again. I like Dolph Ziggler. I have always liked Dolph Ziggler. I think he's very talented. I can't believe in Dolph Ziggler anymore. I can't do it. I'm sorry. You keep having Dolph Ziggler give these impassioned speeches about how he's the show stealer, he's the man, he's this, he's that, he's the greatest thing since Shawn Michaels. Fuck, he is the second coming of Shawn Michaels, if you believe him. He's all these wonderful things. He's gonna do the thing. He's gonna win the big one. He's gonna win the title, and he loses. Every single time. It is not isolated to this. Almost every single time you have Dolph go for a title, he doesn't win. I can't do this anymore with him. I can't.
Your phrase was, Dolph, you better win the whole damn thing or I'm done with you. So are you done?
I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm really done with this crap. It's like, and they're going to go to No Mercy. That's the whole point of this, is you have Dolph lose with Miz cheating. He sprays the hairspray in Dolph's eyes after Maryse gets thrown out. But still, it's like, I can't, because why should I believe in Dolph? It's like, you would think after he gets screwed time and time again, he would be smarter about it, but apparently not.
Yeah.
So it's like, and it's not Dolph's fault. It's the way that Dolph is booked. Okay? I'm just going to stipulate that. I do not have any problem with Dolph Ziggler personally. It's the way that Dolph is booked. But it's like, I can't. You can't have Dolph Ziggler basically proclaiming he is the second coming of Shawn Michaels, and he loses like this. You can't. Unless you're going to find him a Kevin Nash. Then we'll talk about it.
Kevin Nash wanted to be his Kevin Nash at one point.
I know. It would have been interesting, to say the least. Trouble would have been afoot there. But, yeah. It's like, Dolph, I just can't. You know, man. Just can't.
Then you had Eric Rowan the Clown.
I like his mask.
So do I. So Eric Rowan has a brand new mask, and it's kind of sweet.
It's creepy and it's sweet all at the same time, because basically it's a sheet mask with a clown face painted on it, which is very apropos, seeing as there's people dressing up like clowns and running around neighborhoods and stuff like that. So, you know, here's that fun stuff.
Yeah, he lost to Randy Orton. And then Bray cut a promo, who was very, very happy, and that's where Lindsay thought, Luke?
Okay, here's the thing. Bray Wyatt was really, really, really happy that Eric Rowan lost. That almost never happens, which means one thing. Either Bray was really, really, really drunk, which is highly doubtful seeing as he was work, or he's up to something. And by up to something, I mean he found Luke Harper.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's kind of coincidental. Luke Harper gets cleared, and Bray Wyatt's like so goddamn giddy he can't contain himself on the same day. Just, you know, really coincidental.
Very coincidental. That happened. Very coincidental.
But yeah, it's like Eric, to his credit, got some really good offense. You actually got to get a good look at Eric. He's lost weight. He's moving quicker in the ring. He looked good.
He looked good in defeat.
He looked good in defeat. The new gear looks nice on him.
Dean Ambrose beat John Cena clean in the middle of the ring. First time John Cena's lost on television clean one-on-one since January of 2015. Kind of should have brought that fact up on television, but hey. You know, they can't do research. It makes it, because Ambrose is getting a title shot next week against AJ Styles, so that's why he beat John Cena. I've thought about this for a couple days, and my one thing, it's cool that Ambrose beat him, but it's like, AJ's thing is, I beat John Cena, and that's the thing he brags about the most. Maybe he should have only been the only guy to beat John Cena.
No, AJ isn't the guy that beat John Cena, that's Kevin Owens. No, AJ is the guy that likes to beat up John Cena.
But he also says he beat John Cena.
Well, plenty of people had beaten John Cena.
I know, but to keep his point going, he should have been the only one. That's just a thought that popped in my head the other day.
But you can't have Gene lose heading into a title match. Like, that's the thing. Cena can take a loss, and it's fine. Dean needs the win, especially a clean win, since he lost the title to Styles, and he hasn't really gotten any big victories since. So this just solidifies that Dean is where he's supposed to be, and that challenging the title for the title is the right thing to do.
Oh, I get that side of it, too, but it was just a thought that popped in. That's all.
I know.
But you know what other thoughts popped in? Dean Ambrose on Talking Smack.
Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my Jesus, who let this child on Talking Smack?
They asked him one question. He went off for about 10 minutes.
He was great.
It's fantastic. Go see it. It's on the WWE Network for $9.99. Go take it out. Check it out. It's awesome.
Yeah, he went off on a tangent about how he and John Cena don't like each other, and he runs with Samoans and Jack Swagger, and he doesn't give a crap what anybody thinks, except for Renee Young. Sometimes he cares, because, you know, they're dating.
Which was amusing.
It's like, he looks at her and he goes, I don't care what you think. Sometimes.
And she had, like, really? Okay.
She's like, ew! He slept on the couch that night.
So, yeah. Go ahead.
Because you actually see it on his face. He's like, shit.
Should have not said that.
Should not said that. Because he points at Brian and he points at her and you kind of see him hesitate a little bit. And he's like, yeah, okay, what the hell.
Right, yeah, you know, he can get away with it.
But yeah, Ambrose on Talking Smack. Amazing. But amazing.
Three syllables. But that'll do it for the SmackDown Throwdown, and I say that does it for our opening segment.
I would say that too, so we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we are talking all things NXT. You don't want to miss it, so you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. No animals were harmed in the documentation of this invasion? Oh my Jesus.
What?
No.
He didn't tell me animals were involved. Why are animals involved?
The Great War is upon us.
This is how every zombie movie begins.
WTR Riffs presents Delete or Decay.
Like, seriously, if three juggalos rocked up to my house and eyed my kid, I would not resort to a Roman candle.
It's Skarsgård!
Skarsgård.
Dilapidated boat! Dilapidated boat!
He killed Joseph Park, you bastard!
Available now at wildtalkradio.com.
No animals were physically harmed. Emotionally, though, they're forever scarred.
They've been scarred for life.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
This fall, while some will be voting for the wife of the man who stained a dress,
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
While some will be voting for the unrepentant narcissistic asshole,
is they'll say, oh, Trump is chicken. What, then four of them? And according to every online poll, I won every one of them. Now, when I turn on the television and I listen to these, you know, the talking heads who are not smart people at all, they call them elite. My education's better than any of them. I'm smarter than they are.
We urge you to find another party, the CB Radio Party. This fall, our candidates will give you the reasons for why they should be president of the CB Radio Party.
And pretty much the sovereign nation of, while she was sleeping, I said, I must protect the Commonwealth of the... intelligent people. I said, yes, I will face you, Jobber.
All hail El Presidente.
Hello, Jobber.
Tune in Saturday nights, midnight-ish Eastern, for the great CB radio debate only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
All hail El Presidente, Lone Jobber.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. If you're joining us over at WildTalkRadio.com, Gerwick.net, or RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for joining us, staying with us, despite my constant screw-ups because, again, tired. But you know what? We're going to ignore the tired because it's time for NXT.
NXT. NXT.
I don't like Billy Kay's new music. I'm just going to say that right now. I do not like her new music. I want the old, like, Carmen remix back. I really like the fact that they had remixed Carmen. Really liked it.
Anyway, Samoa Joe came out to start off the show. Joe came out to address the altercation last week, says the NXT champion is quite in a bad way. Joe got a copy of the in-medical report, several visual contusions in the lower lumbar, and a bunch of other things that I could not write down quick enough, including a separated shoulder. Great, too. But it won't require surgery, but he'll be out. He needs rest and rehab for about 6 to 12 weeks. Joe is not a virtuous man. He will not wait 6 weeks. He will not wait 12. he wants Nakamura, or, you know, strip him the title and give him back the title to him, the rightful champion.
Regal Joe came, is so not sorry.
Regal questioned where Joe got the paperwork, but, you know, he's right. Regal hasn't spoken to Nakamura, but he'll take care of it, just like he'll take care of the problem Joe caused. Take care of it all. Joe gets out of the ring, walks up into Regal's face. Joe says he's giving Regal an opportunity to do what's right, and if he doesn't, the rest of the roster will look like this, and he shows the medical report in Regal's chest.
Really? Really? We gotta be threatening people like that? Really?
He's threatening the roster. One by one, he'll take them out.
He's so not sorry.
He is so not sorry. We had footage from the CWC with Cedric Alexander, and the crowd was chanting, please sign Cedric. Triple H came out. Alright, you got it. We'll sign him. Whatever. We're cool. We're cool. We then had Cedric Alexander talk about his debut tonight. Says, 7 years of scratching and calling, 7 years of people telling him no. Tonight, I will prove everyone wrong. Says he wants Regal to give him the very best, and he'll face Andrade to see how good he is. And prove how good he is to Andrade. Nice little promo. Okay, nice little promo. Guess she has no comment on that.
It won't unmute!
There you go.
I had a comment, and it wouldn't unmute. What's awesome your promo. Make him look strong in his debut.
Alright, we have Liv was asked about calling out Asuka, competing at a high level, so she didn't come here to play limbo, she came to go climb hurdles. Asuka says she cleared out the division, but she is standing right here. If I have to go to the gym and do more squats, she will. And then Asuka interrupted and says, you think you're ready? Let's find out.
Liv, honey, do not taunt her. Do not make eye contact with her. She will kill you dead, okay?
It appears Liv Morgan has a death wish.
Appears she does. My only criticism of this was I wish Liv had shown just a little bit more fire, a little bit more passion. It was just a little flat to me, and also you could tell just from the way that she was looking that she was reading cue cards. Like, I get she's still learning, and I get it's NXT, but it's like, I kind of wish she had sort of turned slightly, instead of standing, you know, almost profile, staring off the stage where they were holding the cue cards. That was me. It was like, eh.
We then had Lindsay's new favorite wrestler, Oni Lorcan.
Who names themselves Oni? What kind of name is Oni? Never mind Lorcan. Oni, it's Oney. It's Oney. It's O. N-E-Y. Oney. Like, what the hell? Were you drunk? Were your parents drunk? And again, who would name themselves that? Oney. Come on. I know this is wrestling, but I can only go so far with wrestling. I'm sorry.
That was perfect. I swear I had to look up something really quickly. So, do you know what his wrestling name was before this?
What?
Oh, in the Indies, he was known as Biff Busick. So he went from Biff to Oney.
You know what? I would rather have Biff Lorcan than Oney Lorcan. Like, who keeps letting this child pick his own names? I mean, that's bad, even by WWE standards.
He was also known as the Carolina Panther, Frank O'Rourke, Vortex.
Okay, Frank O'Rourke isn't bad. The Carolina Panther would get them sued.
Anyway, so, there you go.
Oney. Really? Oney. Really? Really? God.
He took on the greatest man that ever lived, Austin Aries. We had headlocks, slaps, kicks, slaps, suplexes. There was a nice one on the side of the ring. Aries had control until Lorcan fought back with uppercuts and chops, repeated hip attacks, missed the third. Aries flies with a double axe on the outside of the warning. Aries caught from the top rope with an uppercut, running uppercut for a two count, running dropkick, and last chancery though, allowed Austin Aries to get the win. Solid matchup featuring Lindsay's new favorite wrestler, Oney Lorcan.
This match went a lot longer than I thought it was for a squash match. I legit thought this was going to be like a 5-minute squash match. It got 2 segments. I was like, what? What?
Aries says he makes people tap out. Says last week everyone was buzzing, but it wasn't about Joe or Shinsuke. Where's Austin Aries? Says he was at home. Says he has more important things to do with his time off. Says he's a man's man. Says he would call out Hideo, but he knows Hideo wouldn't show up. Says Hideo isn't a tough guy. He's a coward. Which meant one thing. Out came Hideo. Hideo gets in the ring. Aries bails.
Aries. Don't, just, honey, again, kill you dead, okay? Hideo will kill you dead. Stop taunting him. He has the man parts to stand up to you. Okay.
He has the man parts to stand up to.
He has the man parts.
Someone named Dan Martha is debuting in 2 weeks?
No idea.
No idea.
Do the thing, Dan. Do the thing. We believe in you.
Whoever you are.
Unless you're a heel, then go suck it.
Gargano and Ciampa are in a parking lot following the CWC last week. They were talking about their experience, and then the Revival showed up, and both teams brawled.
Solid.
Continues the feud.
Continues the feud.
Billy Kay versus Aaliyah.
Aaliyah got new music, too. I'm really confused by Aaliyah, because to me, it's like she's doing a cross between CM Punk and AJ.
That's an interesting way to put it.
With the skipping and the smiling and everything, and then it's like she does the arm cross.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she's got her wrist tape, it reminds me of Punk and AJ. Like, their daughter, basically. If they were to have one together, and she were born at, 21 or whatever.
This was a domination by Billy Kay, except she had a torture rack and tossed her in the turnbuckle, which was interesting. Aaliyah would duck the boot, fire off a couple moves, but would wind up eating a big boot. Billy Kay win.
Billy Kay getting her momentum back.
We had another hype video for Sanity. Eventually, we'll have Sanity on NXT. Eventually.
I'm scared.
You're scared?
I'm scared. I am scared for the future.
We then had Mandy Rose was asked about her social media comments regarding Ember Moon. Okay, when the fray starts, let me ask you about your social media comments. I cringe. So you went off on Twitter or Instagram about Ember Moon. So she doesn't fit the mold, so she's a cross between Hunger Games and Little Red Riding Hood. This is what a real woman looks like, and when she gets in the ring with her, she will be total eclipsed.
Mandy, honey. There's going to be a lot of that tonight, by the way.
Oh, honey.
You special little snowflake. You bless you so much. Ember Moon is going to kick your ass. Like, the second she said, Ember Moon doesn't have what it takes, it's like, okay, I want to see you pull off her finishing move. Just go out there right now and do it. Because there ain't anybody in the business that could do what she can do that I've seen. I'm sure there are. But in WWE, I don't know anybody that can do what she can do. Just, Mandy, honey, no. Sit down. Just go sit down.
So when you bring up, oh, honey, it just reminds me of this.
My apartment building is so safe. My landlord, he even installed a security camera in my shower.
Oh, honey.
Maybe I should feel weird about giving a stranger my social security number, but the guy's a Nigerian prince.
Oh, honey.
I just had a great TV audition. Behind the KFC where the executive producer works on the weekend.
Oh, honey.
Long story short, I'm gonna be on Lost.
Oh, honey.
I mean, it's like, I could almost buy it from anybody that isn't Mandy. That's the thing, it's like, you have Mandy standing there saying, Ember Moon doesn't have what it takes. It's like...
Mandy's been in the ring one time on NXT.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like, okay.
Well, when you run out of people in the NXT Women's Division, people have to have, I don't know.
It's like, I could get... Sasha saying this, I could get Bayley saying this, I could get Asuka saying this. Pretty much most of the women in NXT, Billy Kay, Mandy, no. That's a no. Negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is completely full.
Then we had our main event. Andrade Cien Almas versus Cedric Alexander. Andrade hit a nice corkscrew springboard dive to the outside at one point. Alexander hit one of his own. This match was fine. Andrade went for double knees. It was blocked. Backbreaker. Three count. Your winner in his debut, Cedric Alexander.
I don't think it was any surprise that Cedric Alexander won. But this was... The ending was what made this.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cedric and Andrade embraced because Andrade put him over. And that was sweet.
You can see where Andrade's stock is falling a little bit on this roster. A little bit.
Well, I don't think he's ever really been able to find his footing. But he hasn't been on enough to really get his footing. That's the thing.
But what the hell was he wearing to the ring? This was, as alphas go, this was his worst.
Pants?
The really tight white thing?
I think at one point it was a shirt. Might have been a hoodie.
I don't know what it was, but it was no good.
No bueno?
No bueno.
But yeah. overall, a good show. I think, obviously, the Regal-Joe interaction was probably the best. It was a nice open.
Yeah, and I thought the Aries stuff was good, too. So, it was a fine episode of NXT tonight.
Very fun.
But yeah, that's NXT for this week.
So we press on for TakeOver. And we're going to press on to our second break. So when we come back, we are talking about the very first Raw-only pay-per-view, Clash of Champions, which is this Sunday. We're going to break it all down for you. We're going to let you know who we think is going to win and lose. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flow Rider's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig.
I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of the dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on kicking.
Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my goddamn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, you fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway for this.
They're not open.
What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Hell yeah. Oh my god.
All right. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green. No one's coming. No one's turning, and I gotta go.
That's some biz. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Somebody give me a goddamn...
Ah, fucking Sunday. You can't buy beer. Wait a minute. What time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. It is.
All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy.
Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking...
About to buy my fucking 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler.
God, man, I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live... Midnight, we're as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Go to Instagram.com/MBG1211 and follow Matt's journey. If you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, and RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for joining us, for listening in, for sticking with us, depending on for how long you've been listening. But if you just joined in and you missed our news, you missed NXT, you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So Cody Ledson tweeted Kevin Owens and said, "Kevin, all my son talked about on the way home from WWE Evansville was you tearing up his sign. I think you made a new fan." To which Kevin Owens replies, "Tell him he's not allowed to like me or say my name out loud." Seth Rollins, "Guys, Bailey and Sasha are fighting over my friendship, and I don't know what to do about it." He's so confused. He's so confused. Being a face sucks, doesn't it, Seth? To which Sasha replies, "Dude, I'm way cooler. Bye, Bailey." And she put up a little picture of her grabbing hold of Seth, going, "Get out of my ship." Bailey's just going, "Yay," and Rollins is crying and going, "Help me." To which he goes, "Insanely accurate depiction. What's a guy to do?" Bailey replies, dude, me and Rollins go way back to Sasha. And then Sasha's like, what the, this is why you need to choose me, Seth. And it's a picture of her FaceTiming Bailey and her, I think her husband, mm-hmm. WWE Ref 123.
And that's not her husband.
Oh, that's not her husband? Okay.
No.
It's her FaceTiming with WWE Ref 123 and Bailey. And Bailey's like, nah, Seth was with us too. He was just getting more coffee. And Seth replies, I wouldn't be caught dead, or I wouldn't be caught with WWE Ref 123. Y'all, stop. Stop. It's like, first they fought over Nakamura, and now it's Rollins. It's just, it's amazing. Rollins on a pole match, do the thing.
It'll happen.
It'll happen. Just put Seth on a pole.
Oh, before you continue on, because I know you have a couple more tweets. Texans, what the hell? It's 27-0. What the hell?
You expect them to be good?
Yeah, they've been good for 2 weeks. And you're against a third-string quarterback. What the hell? Anyway, continue.
That's all I got.
That's all you have. Okay, so now they go to my tweets. I should have been prepared. There we go. Alright, so let's go to the bottom of these tweets, and we can start from the bottom and work our way to the top. Thank you for information for telling me I just unplugged the device from my audio jack. No, I didn't. Now I plugged it back in. Thanks. Fake Sports Center. Breaking, Lamar Jackson says he will retire from Louisville at the end of the college season to avoid being drafted by the Cleveland Browns. Not Sports Center. Update. And this is for you, Lindsay. Louisville just scored on Florida State again.
60. Final score was like 60 something to 20 something. Louisville hung the most points Florida State's ever gotten hung on them Saturday. I was so proud. Nobody has ever put 60 plus points on Florida State until they met Louisville this year.
What's up? Someone named Curry Seeker goes, AOL, you mean assholes online? Hashtag roast the 90s. Oh, look at me. I've got dial-up. Hashtag from Ross Morehouse. Hashtag roast the 90s. I want to use the internet, but my dad's on the phone. From Helen. Hashtag roast the 90s. We actually thought this was fast, and it was the AOL image of it connecting to the dial-up screen.
Oh, we gotta remember that.
It was fast back in the day. Fake Sports Center. Tennessee Titans offense scores less an Asian kid on prom night. Or less than an Asian kid on prom night. Ouch. Fake ESPN. Kirk Cousins is 0-2. Hey, Redskins fans. You like that? Fake Sports Center. Dak Prescott wins one game. Cowboy fans instantly start chanting MVP. Craig Churchill. You give the best blowjobs. Hashtag if video games could talk. Hashtag roast the 90s. Remember you had to blow into the Nintendo cartridges?
Yep.
Al Snow. One day, an iPhone is going to explode, and Android people are going to be like, Samsung has had this feature for years. He's right about that one.
He's not lying.
Fake Sports Center. LeBron James was at the Rams game today. Rams won by a score of 9-3. 9-3 simplified as 3-1. Warriors blew a lead 3-1 in the NBA Finals. All makes sense.
Math.
Sasa Francis goes, apparently Tinder isn't a food delivery service, so my apologies to all the guys who showed up wanting to put things in my mouth.
Wow.
Yep, that was the thing. Fake Sports Center, Jay Cutler left the game, not because of an injury, but to watch reruns of The Bachelor. Fake Sports Center, according to reports, Jay Cutler's Monday Night Football injury is a severe vaginal strain. More details to follow. WWE Creative-ish. So, did Eric Rowan's body vanish like a defeated bad guy in an old Nintendo video game? Hashtag SD Live. And finally, someone named Chewy, 406 North Lane, goes, Chuck Norris knows Victoria's Secret.
Yes, he does. Chuck Norris knows everything.
Chuck Norris knows everything. But that is Tweet of the Week.
Alright, well, I think now it is time for Clash of Champions.
As always, go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork and post your picks. You can tweet them at Rack Radio Show and at Wild Talk Radio and on the respective Facebook pages, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork and facebook.com/Rack Radio Show. Now let's start at the beginning in the pre-show. It will be Nia Jax versus Alicia Fox. Thoughts?
Alicia, honey, she gonna kill you. Yeah. It makes no sense to have... The only way I could see it is, like, Alicia somehow lucks out and beats Nia. But I don't think they're ready to do that just yet.
One word. Points. Nia better win.
Yeah, calling Nia on this one, I just... Yeah.
I mean, they could do something stupid and have Alicia Fox win, but you're building up Nia, so why do that?
I mean, for the love of God, Nia put her through a wall.
Right? So, I'm going Nia, you're going Nia, video game went Nia, but here's a caveat, which you can go to youtube.com/rackradioshow to see. Alicia had her hand on the rope and the referee didn't see it. And the Magic 8-Ball has Alicia Fox.
Of course the 8-Ball has to be different. Why does Bill Belichick always look like he rolled out of bed whenever he coaches?
Because maybe he did?
I like he's always wearing sweats or workout gear. It's like, dude, you're a professional football coach. Sorry, continue. Random observations on the rack about football.
I got nothing, but I'll just sew. We'll play it for the random tangent. Anyway, moving on. Cruiserweight titles on the line. TJ Perkins versus the Brian Kendrick. There's no way Brian Kendrick wins this one. You just put the belt on him. There's no way TJ's losing, right?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, you had Perkins win the whole thing.
You had him win the whole thing, so why would he have lose 2 weeks in? That makes no sense.
Is Brian Kendrick's a pirate?
He's not... couple days late on Talk Like a Pirate Night, but,
Yar,
maybe. I'm going with, TJ Perkins.
Yeah, I'm gonna say TJ Perkins. I don't see them changing the title that quickly, but it's kind of like it makes you think. Because did Perkins and Kendrick ever meet in the CWC? Or were they on opposite sides?
Cruiserweight Classic Bracket. Let's find out, shall we?
Research right here on the rack, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Because I don't remember. Can we blow up this image? Maybe? Maybe. So I can see what the hell it was. Let's see. Brian Kendrick. No, they did not meet.
So this should be fun.
This should be a lot of fun. For this one, the Magic 8-Ball goes with TJ Perkins, just like us. And there's no simulation because I could not find a good copy of TJ Perkins.
Sorry.
It was a thing. So, moving along to our next matchup. Now we can actually get into some details on this one. Our next one, it will be the New Day versus the Club for the WWE Raw Tag Team titles. This is the battle of, will the New Day finally lose?
You know, we say this every pay-per-view, where it's like, it's time for New Day to lose the titles. You said this every pay-per-view for like the last, I don't know...
4 months?
4 months, something like that. Screw it. New Day. You know what? They are never going to drop those titles, and this will ensure that they will. New Day.
They have candy coming out, apparently, according to Omega.
They do, yeah. Available only at FYE.
Yeah, FYE.com. Which you can get a Seth Rollins exclusive pop vinyl as well. I just look at this match, and I go, to give Gallows and Anderson any credibility, they gotta win the belts. They just have to. It's about time someone takes the belt. But then again, there's this whole, how long can we make the New Day's reign? Can we get them to 400 days? Oh, we've got them to 400? Maybe we can get them to 500, because they're very close to 400 at this point. And that would be some sort of record, tying something or breaking, I don't know. The New Day is getting stale. The Bootios aren't getting stale, but the New Day is getting stale. It's bound to happen when you run out of material, when you try and you're doing the same act week in and week out. They've been doing it for almost 400 days.
It's kind of one of those things where it's like, if you have the Club lose to New Day, who's left to challenge New
Day. There's no one left, and you can't tell me we're going to a third match between these two with New Day as the champions. Like, no, we can't.
No, we can't have that. We can't do that thing. It's like, it's got to happen at some point. The belts have to come off New Day. Unless they're just going to be eternal champions.
Which they could be, but then you got to come up with another team. Like, there needs to be another team. And don't give me Enzo and Cass, please. New Day versus Enzo and Cass will suck. I'm telling you all right now, New Day versus Enzo and Cass will suck. They're going to try to do too much comedy and it won't be any good. The match won't be that good because the styles don't work. I'm telling you now, the match won't be good. Gallows and Anderson win the belts. You sticking with New Day?
I'm sticking with New Day because that will jinx them.
Okay.
I'm trying to do my part for the wrestling community.
The 8-Ball says New Day retains? Nope. But the video game says, yup.
So it's divided. Just like us.
And this match will be the one I come down to, probably.
Probably.
Alright, United States title is on the line. Rusev versus Roman Reigns.
Roman.
I really like the Rusev act. I really, really do. He's awesome. I really like Lana and Rusev. I really, really do. I like the pairing. I like their egotisticalness. I like Rusev just being Rusev, all Bulgarian, Russian, ranting and raving. But Roman Reigns is the WWE's next big thing. There's only so many times Roman Reigns is going to lose. He just beat Kevin Owens on Raw in a cage match. At some point, Rusev's going to lose the belt. He's going to lose it. I don't know. God. I don't want to pick Roman, but I feel like I need to.
You need to at this point. It's like Roman has fallen as far as he's going to fall. Let him land on the U.S. title. Have Rusev and Lana chase.
See, if I was booking, I would have Rusev and Sammy as the feud. Not anyway, but that's me. Roman wins the belt. God. It's nothing against Roman. I just like Rusev better right now. I like the act. Yeah, the man is right. If you have Roman go over Rusev again, they'll make Rusev look weak again, and Universe will never accept him. Rusev's in a great spot where he's at as a heel. He's the number two champion heel on the roster. The Universal Champion's a heel, so Rusev can't go any further, so all he can do is go down. But, God, Roman, just Roman. Video game says Rusev will retain over Roman, and the 8-Ball says it's thinking, and you're sticking with Roman?
Yeah, because here's the thing. It's a rock and a hard place situation for WWE. It's like, you don't want Rusev to lose. You really shouldn't have Rusev lose because you want to keep him in the spot that he's in. It's a good spot for him. The act is good, but it's Roman. Roman is their guy. They're backing off Roman right now because it's like, you know what? We keep doing what we're doing with him. They're never going to accept him. Let's back him off. Let's try and do some more development with him. Let's maybe give him the U.S. title and let him sit there for a while we sort out the draft and the World Heavyweight Championship situation after the draft. And that's kind of what they've done. So it's like, if you sacrifice Rusev, if you have Rusev lose to Roman, I think Rusev can recover quickly. Roman can't.
The only caveat is Rusev better have a plan for Rusev going forward if they take the belt away from him.
Yeah.
That's all.
You either have Rusev chase, or you can find Rusev something else to do.
Video game said Rusev. 8-Ball says Rusev. We then have, speaking of Sami Zayn, he battles Chris Jericho.
This should be fun.
Should be a lot of fun. There was a plan going forward for what has to happen. The plan was Jericho was going to the Cell to be in the title picture. If that's the case, Jericho has to beat Sammy. But that's when Finn was the champion. Now that Kevin is champion, and Jericho has his list, Sammy beat Kevin and hasn't done much since. Sammy could use the win.
Yeah, it's time to bring Sammy back into play.
You can get away with doing Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens for the Universal title in a Hell in a Cell. That can be a thing. Especially if Sami beats Kevin Owens' best friend, Chris Jericho.
Right.
I don't know. What's your take?
This is a hard one to pick. Because you have Jericho and you have Sammy. Jericho's been going strong, and honestly, I think Sammy does need the win. He needs the presence on television to job him out to Jericho. Doesn't really do anything. The whole feud is Sammy is warning Jericho, he's going to screw you over.
Yeah.
I think Sammy's going to win.
You can still do a three-way with Sammy, Jericho, and say Kevin for the title.
Yep.
That could be a thing.
That could completely be a thing.
You can use Sammy. You can replace Finn with Sammy, and the idea can still go forward. I'm going with Sammy. I'm going to be wrong on that one, but I'm going with Sammy. You're going with Sammy?
Going Sammy.
Oh, it's a clean sweep. 8-ball and the video game say Sami Zayn. So Jericho's going to win.
Right?
This is we're all on the same page. In match 17 of the best of 17,001 matches, Cesaro and Sheamus.
We're tied 3-3. We're coming to the end of this painful best of 7 series. I'm torn. Because they both really need to win. But I think Cesaro needs it more.
So where does Cesaro go from there? Does he get a title shot on against Kevin Owens on Raw? Is that where we're going?
I guess.
Because I can't see them doing Cesaro and Kevin Owens at the pay-per-view for the title. I can't see that.
Mm-mm.
I can't see Cesaro versus Roman if Roman gets a U.S. title. I mean, you could.
Do you want to see Sheamus versus Roman for the U.S. title?
No. Cesaro and Rusev would be fine for the U.S. title, but I'm having Roman win the U.S. title. I'm going with Sheamus because I have Sheamus in fantasy.
Cesaro.
It's the only reason. There's no other logical reason on that one. It's like...
Could go either way. That's like, the thing.
Because here's the thing. And here's a legit reason to pick Sheamus. This would be 4 losses in a row. Are you really going to have someone lose 4 matches in a row? No. You can't. You really can't. It wouldn't do any good for him. And by the way, here's a side tangent on this one. This is one of the worst best of 7 series I've ever seen, because there's nothing memorable. There's been no memorable moments in this whole entire series. They've been thrown together matches at the last second, middle of the show matches, not, you know, if this is the best of 7 series, they should be featured matches, you should promote them the entire time on Monday Night Raw, and they've been just thrown away 10-minute matches on Raw, like, it's not in a featured slide, just, oh, hey, here you go, mid-card guys fighting 7 times.
And go.
It's like, yeah, basically, and go, have them fight some more. Like, it has done nothing for Cesaro, has done nothing for Sheamus. It's like, we said this when the series started, they should have different matches, different types of matches going forward, to see who really the best man is. No, you had Cesaro win, this is 3 in a row after Sheamus beat him 3 times. Like, it's done nothing. What, we're building Cesaro as an underdog? We've already considered him an underdog because he doesn't get pushed.
Right.
I don't know. That's my logical side. Just tangent. Sheamus.
Cesaro.
Video game has Cesaro. 8-ball has Cesaro. So there you go. In what will be an awesome 3-way match, if given time. And they better give them time. Bayley, Sasha, challenge Charlotte for the women's title. Go.
This is going to be epic. This is going to be all kinds of epic. I don't know who to pick in this match.
Alright, let's go, let's break it down. What is the benefits of Sasha winning?
We'll have a legit boss as champion.
What will happen if Bayley is champion, wins? See,
The crowd will go insane. Streamers will fly, wacky inflatable tube men will fly, Hunter will do a backflip.
Now, here's the buzzkill. I really, really love Bayley. She's not winning.
No, Bayley's not going to win. It's not time yet.
It's way too early for Bayley. Like, she's been up a month. She better not win. Like, it's too early for that one.
I want to see Bayley make that journey again. I want to see her grow into winning the title, and they turn her into that underdog of the women's division. Very similar to what they did to Becky Lynch. And then you have her pull it out and win the big one.
So it's like, I just not time for Bayley. Then it boils down to Sasha and Charlotte. You have Sasha looking to regain the belt, which she lost at SummerSlam because of the injury that took it off of her and put it back on Charlotte. So the plan was to have a reign of Sasha Banks for a while. Now that Sasha's back and healthy, do they go back to that direction, or does Charlotte keep the belt some more? And what factor does Dana Brooke play in this? You had a theory on this.
I think my theory is Dana turns on Charlotte and costs Charlotte the title, and then that leads to the feud between Dana and Charlotte. Because Charlotte's got the rematch. She can put it in her back pocket. She doesn't have to cash it in right away. It's okay, you've got my title. I know where it is. I'm going to go take care of Dana, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to take back what's mine. I personally think it's going to go back on Sasha. I just get this hunch.
The theory you have is good. 4 weeks too early. They're going to do Charlotte versus Sasha probably at Hell in a Cell, where I'd have Sasha win the belt there, which means I'm having Charlotte retain now, because you can do the Dana turn there, and then you do the Dana-Charlotte feud heading into Survivor Series, and then you find Sasha a contender, probably Nia Jax. Your Survivor Series would be Nia versus Sasha for the belt, because at Hell in a Cell you can then do Bayley versus Nia, to build up Nia challenging for the belt.
Yeah, I can see that, but still, Sasha.
That was my on-the-fly, off-the-top-of-the-head, my booking of how to do it. They'll never do it that way, but that's how I would do it.
Pretty much.
So, Bayley, says the video game. 8-Ball agrees with me that Charlotte retains.
Hey!
Brings us to the main event for the Universal title. You have Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Two good workers, going to get 20, 25 minutes to put on a match, put on a show. The only factor that plays into it is, what does the Triple H movement play into this? Does Triple H show up and cost Seth Rollins the belt again?
I think Triple H shows up and maybe tries, but Seth's ready for him, because, I mean, Seth's whole thing is he's the architect, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to know this stuff is coming.
Right.
So I can see Seth being prepared to deal with Hunter if he has to.
Right.
Like, he's keeping a weather eye out for Hunter. I can see that.
And could we just have a musical tease and it screws with Seth Rollins' head?
Yeah, or he comes out, one of the two. But it's, I think they're very doing a very slow build to Hunter versus
Rollins.
So, which is going to be incredible. So, it's that next step where Hunter does something to try and mess with Seth. And it's honestly the logical way to get Seth out of the title match is by, you know, having Hunter cause the DQ and giving Seth the quote-unquote win, but he doesn't get the title.
How about this? What if they're doing Triple H versus Seth Rollins at Hell in a Cell in the cell?
Oh, God.
I mean, they do. If you're not if you're taking Seth Rollins out of the title picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, and you're going to elevate someone, people will get mad that, you know, the champion's not in the main event. But what if Triple H and Rollins is the cell main event? I don't think it is, but I don't know if you can build this "what is Hunter going to do" thing all the way up to WrestleMania, because I think it's too long of a slow build.
No, it's not what Hunter's going to do, but it's just Hunter periodically shows up and screws Seth. And you do this very slow burn up until it's about, you know, end of January, beginning of February, and then you start doing the, well, what is Hunter going to do?
Yeah, but I think maybe Matt brings up Survivor Series, maybe do Seth Rollins, Triple H. You could do it there.
Yeah.
You could do, because to me, the slow build of WrestleMania, it's just a little too long. Because I know they brought Hunter back way too early, because I don't think that was the plan, but Finn Balor got hurt, so all the plans changed.
Right.
So you may have to move that match up and do it at a Survivor Series, or do it at Hell in a Cell, or do it at... Because if you remember last year's Cell, we had Brock and Taker as the main event, and that was pretty good. So I think you can get away with doing Hunter and Seth Rollins in the cell for the first time, and you only have to do one match, and then you separate the two, because you're only going to get one match out of this feud. So I would do, that's how I would book it, and if Hunter comes out. But I would have that as the main event, and you have a strong main event. You're boosting ratings with Hunter coming back, and you're boosting a big build to a big main event match at Hell in a Cell. That's just the way I'm seeing it in my head. I'm going Kevin Owens retains, though. This will be a fantastic match, regardless of all the shenanigans that may occur.
Yeah, I'd say Kevin Owens retains.
So does the video game, but implies no for Kevin Owens retaining. So 8-Ball says Seth Rollins.
Of course it does. Of course, because, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, of course that's how it goes, yeah.
But I think that does it for Clash of Champions. What do you think?
That does it for Clash of Champions. Remember, go to Facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork or tweet me incorrect spellings of people's names for picks. Matt, Nina, it's Naya, N-I-A, not Nina. As I've been getting tweets from him all night long with his picks, it's like, it's not Nina, it's Naya. Anyway, this is The Rock right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and .com at Rock Radio Show, YouTube.com/Rock Radio Show, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, search Rock Radio Show. Make sure you check out CW Radio Saturday Night Midnight. See Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com, hashtag blame Rob, the celebrity dies, and the political debates starting soon on CB Radio. Sunday, Russell Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, recapping everything goes down at Clash of Champions. Monday Night Raw Post Show, 11-10 p.m. Eastern, all the fallout from Clash of Champions and beyond. And we'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of The Rack. We'll be reviewing Clash of Champions, we'll talk NXT, and we'll see what else we do. We got something planned. If it works, it works. Stay tuned to at Wild Talk Radio on Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Now we're going to at Rack Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter tomorrow to see what's going on.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LANSWRD. Go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lins Ward, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out our amazing fine sponsors. TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans, Gerwick.net, and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211.
So for Rock, hold on. Did you remember the shirt that Enzo and Cass wore on Raw?
Yeah.
It's only available in Loot Crate. And if you want it, go to lootcrate.com/MBG1211 and use the promo code MBG1211. Or I think it's MBG. One of the codes. Go look it up on Matt's Twitter at MBG Films, and he'll tell you. And you can get 10% off your order.
Hey!
So there you go.
You heard it here first. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.